So for you personally, like, what really invested you in getting involved in the strike, and how personally did you come across it?
Well, the school strikes have been going for a while now, and I think they've been one of the most visible aspects of the climate movement. And I think so many people are just terrified about climate change and are looking for anything that they can do to take action on it. A lot of us have, you know, it's a testament to how much people care that a lot of people have been, like, focusing on things like keep cups and, you know, small sort of consumer choices. But the fact is that these aren't really going to be what makes the difference. Ultimately, what we need to do is get people out on the streets to take action, to challenge the governments for their inaction. The school strikes are one fantastic part of that, but we also need, like, I'm also involved in Extinction Rebellion, so we do civil disobedience.
And just more like an extension of that, obviously, talking about the sort of, like, the big accumulation of all the little things building up. So what do you think is the best possible outcome for this just as a whole? Like, what do you think is the biggest achievement that you can hope for?
For this strike, just today? I think the main thing will just be building awareness. We've got a whole bunch of events coming up after this. We've got the Spring Rebellion with Extinction Rebellion. Then we've got the International Mining Resources Conference coming to Melbourne on the 28th to the 31st of October. So ultimately, we need to be able to make people aware that we've got climate events, that we've got to keep the pressure up, and we've got to keep going to these actions, keep going out on the streets. But beyond that, like, I think what we need to do is rebuild the union movement and get more workers involved, because if we can get people involved in taking action on climate change at the source of production, then that will be the most effective thing that we can do.
Sure. And you were talking about putting the pressure on specifically on the government just to, like, you know, get a reaction out of this. For you personally, what do you think the reaction would be? Like, how you're seeing it at the moment, how do you expect them to react to it?
Look, I mean, you know, we'll probably get more slander from the Liberal Nationals, but ultimately, like, the ALP isn't going to do anything about this either. They will treat the movement positively, but, like, the fact is that both parties in government are so shackled to the interests of fossil fuels that essentially we need to make it more costly for them to continue to act and work together with these corporations than not. Which is a hell of a cost indeed.
For sure. And just one last one, just quickly. So obviously the end goal for completely 100% renewable energy by 2030. Yeah. How do you see that playing out at the moment in terms of the way you're progressing?
I actually don't think that we can achieve that within a system of permanent economic growth. I think that fundamentally, like, we need to change everything about the way our society functions. We need to change transport, we need to change agriculture, we need to change production. And to do all of those things will take a mobilisation the likes of which we have never seen. I think it is possible because, like, there's evidence, you know, during world wars of similar things being done. Obviously not a favourable comparison. It can be done, but it will never be in the interests of our politicians to do so.
Well, thanks for that, mate. I really appreciate your time.